A lot of hope is being placed in New Zealand's screen industry to help the country out of its financial mire. It's too soon to know if overseas filmmakers will see New Zealand as a safe haven in the immediate post-pandemic period. But the Actors Programme, based in Auckland, is confident that its graduates have a promising future. One of their tutors is Jess Sayer. She's also the winner of the 2020 Adam New Zealand Play Award. When we'll get to see her winning script to this particular room on stage is hard to say. One of the few things we can be sure of in these uncertain times is that theatre will take longer to get back on its feet than the screen industry. Jess Sayer is with us now. Tēnā koe, Jess, and a belated congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now, before we come to your latest playwriting award, because you've got several on the mantelpiece, I think you've been filming Shortland Street. What rules do you need to observe under level two?
What rules? Well, it's all shifting and changing as we go, because we came back in level three, which was an incredible experience, just how quickly they all managed to shift and figure it all out. Been in awe of that team. It's exciting times.
So I know that there was no kissing, obviously, under level three. I'm assuming no kissing and no sexual scenes under level two. So, I mean, how do you...
No.
So how has it changed between three and two? What can you do now that you couldn't do earlier?
We had to keep a metre apart, and we're still kind of observing that on screen at the moment. Our wonderful first has a metre stick that walks around to make sure that we're all keeping apart. We are allowed to touch a little bit now, which is good. Because I think it's that weirdest thing has been not to follow your impulses as an actor. You know, you want to like reach forward and connect with your castmate, but you have to kind of hold yourself back. And also, we can work with our makeup artists again now, because we were for a minute there doing our own hair and makeup, which was interesting for all of us.
I guess there were some clever camera angles. I know this is not uncommon if you have, say, a woman in a role who becomes pregnant during screening, but that's not part of the story.
Yes.
But is there some cleverness going on there?
Definitely. And the directors have been wonderful in talking us through how it will all look. And I think, yeah, I can't even begin to imagine how they've managed to do it. But apparently it all looks really, really great. And we hope it'll be interesting to watch it and see if we can figure out exactly, you know, when we were in those levels and when we went out of them. But yeah, a lot of innovative work happening.
Must be an interesting thing to talk to with your students at the Actors Program in Auckland. Such an unusual situation, but an interesting provocation for them.
Yeah, for sure. And just how quickly everybody, I think, in our industry is able to adapt, and just how it hasn't stopped anything, you know. Just quickly figuring out new ways to work, and I think our industry is, and the Actors Program as well, encourages us to be like that, and it's really cool to see it in practice. Yeah, for sure.
Right, the 2020 Adam New Zealand Play Award, you and I were all scheduled, destined to chat, and then we couldn't, so I'm delighted to have you on the program. What's the story that you're telling in this particular room?
This particular room, I guess, charts the disintegration of a relationship between two women who love each other very much. And it's the kind of last snapshot, I guess, of their connection. And it's a love story, I guess, and it's not something I've written before. So I was quite surprised when it kind of came out of me. Yeah.
And who are the characters? I know you've got Kate, you've got Kate and you've got Max. Who? What are their parts in the story?
Yeah. What are their parts?
Yeah, what are their personalities, I guess?
So I guess Max is really self-confident. She's an out and proud lesbian. And Kate is married to a man, but has found herself head over heels in love with Max, this woman. And she's, I guess, maybe not so sure what she wants or needs, or maybe knows what she wants, but is scared to go there because she's got this whole other life. So she's leading a double life, and she's full of fear around the future. But Max is sure she knows what she wants, so they're kind of missing each other in that way.
Now, you wrote this play, I understand, for Jennifer Ludlum.
I did indeed, yes. The character of Max is for Jen Ludlum, yeah. Yeah.
Now, you were touring together, weren't you, I think, with Mr. Red Light, that I saw in the New Zealand Festival in Wellington.
Oh,
it was terrific, absolutely terrific.
Oh, Yeah, very cool play.
But was this over, was this chatting, I don't know, in the green room or during a break and you had a conversation? Yeah. You said, yes, Jennifer, I'll write a play for you. How did it come about?
Yes. Yeah, where she'd been like, oh, yeah, write me a play, write me a play. And I do get very inspired by actors, and I'd seen Jen, you know, I've admired her for a very long time. And I'd always wanted to write her a play, and I guess it's just figuring out the right one, like when it comes. So I've always had her in my head while I've been working on this this play, and so it was so nice. Terrifying to finish it and send it off into the ether and hope she liked it. But yeah, very, very excited to... We've had one reading, and it was just amazing. You know, to hear the person you've been writing for, to hear that voice, then speak those words out loud, I can't articulate the feeling. It's quite overwhelming.
I wondered if it was easier or harder. I mean, you had that sense of responsibility, Jess, that you just alluded to when you're writing for somebody that you know, and respect. But you know, the bringing together of a play around an actor, was it helpful?
I think I do it quite a lot. I do get quite inspired by actors, and so I do keep them in my mind when I'm writing. But I think it works either way. So whether or not you do end up having the person that you imagined reading the words, that's incredible. But then also to have somebody else bring something else to it is equally, you know, so I think it just depends. But for this particular room, yeah, having Jen finally kind of lift them off the page was, yeah, it just gave me goosebumps. It was...
Now you were planning to have it. You were planning to have it up on stage, I know, this year. This year, yeah, has, let's be honest, turned to custard, really. But are you still determined to? And does winning the award help you to ensure that you can perform this play?
I think so. I think for sure. I think the award is an incredible gift in recognition of the piece, particularly when we go in to apply for funding, which we'll be doing, and. Yeah, I mean, we're gunning for it. We really want to get together and do some more development of the text and workshop with the cast we've got. That's one of my favourite parts as well. You know, you write it alone in isolation, and I guess the most exciting part for me as a writer is to then pull it apart and hear it and shift things around and work with your team that you've kind of gathered together to take it to that next level, to then obviously see it on stage, which we will really hoping to do next year. Yeah.
Are you concerned? I had a similar question for the chief executive of the Royal New Zealand Ballet Company. Concern about theatre venues. We know there's some, you know, some hard out fundraising going on for places like Q, and not only Q, who are really struggling under this at the moment. We're awaiting the arts budget announcement, I guess, in the next few days, hopefully. But what about your concerns for some of those venues that you love?
Oh, I think it's heartbreaking, and I hope that you know, people who can come forward and support monetarily do. I think that these venues are integral to for all parts of our sector. Like, I can't imagine not being able to, you know, go to somewhere like here or the Basement, which is Basement I grew up there, you know. It's really sad. It's a really sad time. But I think in the same breath, there are a lot of people stepping forward because I think we all know the value of these places. And I just can't fathom the idea of them disappearing. It's just not, it's quite terrifying, really, eh?
Yeah, it is, actually. I wondered, Jess, because you've got all these hats, you know, as a writer, do you think that we will see, particularly on stage and maybe on film, a lot of work exploring this pandemic and immediate post-pandemic period? Sometimes you say how soon is too soon. When it's a traumatic event, that's perhaps more of a question. But, of course, our artists and entertainers and writers have been, you know, it's been very high profile over the last couple of months. There's been a lot of it on screen and on Facebook and writing. But do you think there will be a lot, or do you think perhaps it's been so intense that people might want a break from it when they do feel confident enough to go back, say, into theatres?
Yeah, I think it's the feeling, right, the general feeling. And I think we've all experienced different emotions going through this lockdown period. But I think what will come through is the feelings that everybody's been going through, whether that's feeling, I imagine we'll see work about feeling trapped or stuck or what we've had to examine within ourselves. I've seen it happening all through lockdown, just the amazing way everybody has shifted. And that's what creatives do, right? You hit a roadblock and you move around it. You don't just give up, which I think has been incredibly lifting to watch happen all around us, whether on Facebook or through, you know, I was getting sent plays. It was just this amazing community of sharing and talking and giving voice to all the feelings that I think people have been experiencing. So I think work will come out of that. Maybe not necessarily, you know, particularly play about COVID or something like that, but the feelings around it, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, it does. And I wondered how, just to wrap this up, how the students that you're working with on the Actors Program are feeling. I mean, the Actors Program itself is feeling very confident, and, you know, there are good signs that the screen industry is, you know, getting back into gear. But how do you feel the students are feeling about the future in their industry?
I think it's a mixed bag, because in some ways we go, there's this positive idea that maybe doors will open for more New Zealand performers to be cast in work and all that kind of stuff. So that is exciting ground. And I think just the confidence in the fact that, like you say, short and sweet getting up and you know, and quite amazing hardship, and just how quickly we can get back on our feet proves how incredible this industry is and how resilient this industry is. So I think there's like excitement around that aspect. And I think the Actors Program has done amazing things to get straight back online with their students. So they didn't miss a beat, really, which I think is hats off to them. But I think, you know, there's that feeling of unknown, which is we're all quite familiar with in this industry anyway. And I think through schools like the Actors Program, you're taught, given coping mechanisms to be able to deal with that anyway. I don't know, I think I look around me and I feel like people are really resilient and ready to go whatever way it goes.
Great to hear. Thank
and
you.
Not stop creating.
Thank you, Jess. Jess Sayer, award-winning playwright. You can see her on Shortland Street on the telly, and she's also a tutor at the Actors Program.